and welcome to episode 346 of Aussie Tells All. Welcome back, Brad and Caesar, back on the podcast this evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, everybody. All right, well, we had the NFL release scheduled last Thursday. What we'll do first is we'll just go over each of our teams to see what we think will be the record for each of our teams, then we'll go national schedule, and then we'll end it with Food Corner. And we'll start with Jeff first. So let me just pull that one up for you. So, Jeff, we have the Eagles schedule here, so I'll go with you first here. So you open up week one at the Patriots. Thoughts on the win or loss as of right now for you?
I think that could be a very potential big win for us.
Okay, the Pat on the road. I like that. 1-0. All right. Week two, we have at home against the Vikings. I think to win that game on the road, actually at home against the Vikings there, week two.
I think that's going to be a very close, as of right now. I mean, it's, you know, early in the year.
Injuries and all that sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, who really knows that time? But no, I think that could be a hell of a good game.
I agree. We'll see how that one goes for Caesar later on. But then we go to week three at Tampa with Tom Brady. We have don't know who their quarterback is. I forget who they got. But they got the guy, what's his name? Mayfield as their quarterback. So your thoughts on that one?
That's going to be a win. I mean, I could potentially see us.
Yeah.
We have the hardest, you know, record, the hardest strength of schedule as of right now going into next season, but I could potentially see us beating most of the teams. I haven't looked at the whole schedule, but yeah.
It's not that great, actually, in my opinion, anyway. But at the,
but if you look at this year's win versus this year's win losses,
yeah,
this year's win percentages, it's like, yeah, it was like number two or one or something.
Definitely. It's tough compared to last year, I guess. Yes. All right. Week four, we have at home against the Commanders. That's a win right there, I would assume.
Yep, win right there.
All right, so yeah, 4-0. All right, now we go to week five at the Rams on this one.
Again, another win.
5-0, I like it. All right, here we go. Week six at the New York Jets with Aaron Rodgers and company.
I think we're going to win, but I would put, if we're going to lose, I could weirdly see that being our first loss of the season.
All right, so 5-1 at the worst there, I would say. I agree with you there. All right, week seven, we have the at home against the Dolphins.
That's going to be a big old fat win.
All right, so we're at 7-0, looks like. 4-5-6, yep. All right, then we play again week eight. At the Commanders in Washington.
Yeah, that's going to be a win. I'm not concerned about them this year.
All right. 8-0. All right. Now we go to primetime. Let's see. It's a late game. Week nine versus the Cowboys at home there in Philadelphia.
I could potentially see a loss coming there, but I'm going to call it a win because fuck the Cowboys.
All right. All right, so
yeah, that's going to be the win. Since it's at home, that's going to be a win.
There you go. So far, we're on the road to history again, like last year. We have the bye week, and then we have, here we go. Might be first loss here, possibly. Week 11 at Kansas City.
If Kansas City's 100% healthy, I can see that being a loss for us. But if Kansas City isn't 100% that late in the season, which I doubt they will be, I'm going with a win, an upset win on that one.
All right, so 10-0 at the moment. Then you go at home against the Buffalo Bills at home.
Yeah, because we're at home, Bills Nation has nothing in Philadelphia. And I don't think the Bills this year are going to be as good as what they were last year. I think they're going to start a slight downhill trend.
Slightly, okay. We're at 11-0 right now. 11-0 right now. Now we go.
Yes.
at home again. Week 13. Week 13. We have the Niners at home.
Since it's at home, that's going to be a win by a safety or a field goal.
Oh, okay. There you go. 12-0. All right. Now we have the Cowboys at Dallas, week 14.
That could legitimately be another first loss, but because
in
fuck
prime
Dallas,
time
I can't.
Well.
In prime time, okay, so we're gonna lose. I mean, we're gonna win that one. Okay. Dak can't do shit in prime. He's the new Kirk Cousins of prime time.
He's the new Kirk Cousins. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There you go. All right, so we're 3-0. All right, now we go at Seattle in prime time. No, sorry, it's late game on Sunday. Late game on Sunday. But, yeah, at Seattle in Seattle.
Yeah, at Seattle in Seattle. That'll be like a 35-2 win.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. All right. Oh, here we go. Christmas afternoon versus the Giants in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia against the Giants?
Yep.
Who's starting for the Giants?
Dimes, maybe? I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'll say that's going to be a win in Philadelphia, but yeah.
Okay.
In Philadelphia.
All right. That's this game here.
How dare you?
Give me one coming up. You have a chance to talk a little bit. But week 17, at home against the lowly Cardinals of Arizona.
Week 17, we have Arizona at home, you say?
I did say that, yes.
Oh, well, sorry, I didn't know if you meant it was at Arizona, in Arizona. Either way,
It's in Philadelphia, in Philadelphia.
Okay, it doesn't matter where that game is. That's a big old fat win.
All right, and finally, week 18, TBD on the time. Might be prime time, who may not be, but at the Meadowlands against the Giants.
First loss of the season. They're going to ruin it for us. Giants win.
All right.
Because it's the last game of the year. And by winning that game, that'll get the Giants into the playoffs.
All right. So with all that said, you said to me a really tough.
So kind.
You lose one game. That's pretty impressive there.
Well, we're a good fucking team, Ozzy. What do you expect?
Well, I expect a little downturn this year. So. Not much, but not like a historical rise, like you're saying. But I like your pizzazz.
Hey, it's preseason. Preseason, anything could happen.
We're all winners right now. We're all winners right now. All right. So that would be 17 games, I think, in the season now. So we're going 16-1. I like that. All right. All right, Brad, are you ready for you?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Let me pull it up on my phone real quick, my photo gallery. All right. Seahawks. So that's the Vikings. Okay. All right. Giants. All right, here we go. Week one. This game is Dallas Cowboys. Week one. Does not say, I think the blue, oh, say, it's home game. Home against the Cowboys week one on NBC.
That's a win.
That's a win. 1-0. Good start.
Right.
All right.
53-5 win.
What's that?
We can only hope.
That'll be a 53-5 win.
No. Let's not get crazy. We'll squeak it out barely.
At the gun, yeah.
It's time we beat.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Week two, at Arizona.
I'll be at that game.
Nice.
I'm going to go with a win.
All right. 2-0. All right. Now, week three, we have at San Francisco on Thursday Night Football.
That's a loss.
Oh, 2-1. I like it. All right. At home against the Hawks. In prime
win.
Time.
Monday Night Football, that's a win.
That's a win. Interesting. So you're you're 3-1. 3-1. All right. Okay. All right. Dolphins at Miami.
Giants at Miami?
Yep.
Boy. Win.
Ooh, okay. 4-1. A little ballsy, in my opinion, but 4-1 nonetheless.
Ballsy, but accurate.
But accurate. All right, we'll see. All right, week six, you're at Buffalo in primetime on Sunday Night Football.
That's a loss.
Yep, 4-2. Okay. And now we go to week 7 at home against the Commanders.
That's a win.
5-2. All right. Week 8 at home against the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers.
I think that's a win, too. I do.
All right. 6-2. 6-2. All right. On the road at Vegas.
I'm going to go win.
Okay. We're at 7-2. This is unlike the Giants to do this early, but we're at 7-2.
That was their record last year, but okay. That's interesting.
Until they went down a little bit. I got
you. They did. I know.
And then, here we go. Yeah, they did. Here we go. Week 10 at Dallas.
Loss.
The loss. All right. 7-3. And we have week 11 at the Commanders in Washington.
Close, but win.
All right. All right. All right. There we go. And now we have at home against the Patriots.
Oh, that's a win.
That's a win. You got the bye week. 9-3 at the moment. And then the Packers in New York at home.
That's a win.
In prime time. Right? All right. And then you got the Saints on the road.
Loss.
A loss? The Saints. Okay. All right.
We don't win in the Superdome. That's a loss.
That's true. That's true. Then you followed up with a Christmas Day game against the Eagles in Philadelphia.
Loss.
Okay. And then finally, we have last thing we have here is at home against the Rams.
Win.
Okay. That's a win. And then finally we have the week 18 against the Eagles at home.
I'm gonna say we win that game. It's about time we win that game.
Okay.
So good. Hey, we agree.
All right. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 2, 8, 9, 10, 11. All right. So you're like 11-12-5. Okay. I like that. All right. 12-5. That's I like that a lot for you.
Yeah.
All right. Caesar, here we go for you. All right. Caesar, here we go. Vikings schedule. All right. Week 1. You're going to play the Buccaneers. Your thoughts, week 1.
I'm planning on going to that game, and that'll be a win.
That'll be a win. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Week 2, we're playing at Philadelphia.
Yeah, Thursday night football, primetime Kirk, loss.
That's a loss, dog. Yeah.
Nobody ever.
Probably a close game, like Jeff said, but still a loss.
Yeah,
it's gonna. Right. We're gonna win by a field goal in the second quarter.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Caesar. We have at home week 3 against the Chargers.
A win.
And, right. 2-1.
And I'll be at that game with Caesar.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. In Los Angeles?
No, in
in Minnesota.
Well, this game is. Oh, sorry. This game.
Because he chose that over the going to Green Bay thing.
that's right.
I'm not paying $350 for Lambeau. I don't make Jeff money. So.
Hey, man. I'm Brad. I'm government. You think I make Lambeau money?
I do. Yes, I do.
Trust me, I do not. I already got shut down on the Philadelphia Seattle game. I looked at those tickets, and my wife's like, "There's not a chance in hell." Sorry, babe.
No, hey, you know,
okay.
It happens sometimes. It happens. But
yes,
I'll pay.
There you go.
I'll pay the price for the Vikings because I need to see this place. So,
yeah that's cool.
There you go. All right, now we go. Week 4. At Carolina.
They'll probably be sneaky, because they've been kind of rebuilding their team and probably a scrappy team. We'll see with Bryce Young, but I'm going to say win.
All right. 3-1. Okay. All right. Yeah. Week 4. Oh, sorry. That's week 4. Okay. So week 5, at at home against the Chiefs.
Probably a loss, unfortunately.
Probably a loss. All right. Yeah. All right. So you got, all right. So you got 1, 2, 3, and 2. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Week 6 at Chicago.
A win.
A win. All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's 4 wins in the first 6 weeks. And then at home against the Niners, this game is not in the daytime, so that'll loss them for that
Sunday
one.
Sunday night football. I'm going to say Kirk pulls it out and wins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In prime time.
In prime time, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
We'll see.
He's getting right? better slowly. Hey, let's all not forget Dak is the new Kirk in prime time.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree with that, actually.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. All right. Week 8, we have the Packers in Lambeau.
A win, because they don't have Aaron Rodgers anymore.
All right. We'll see how Jordan Love does this year. We'll see. All right.
True.
And then at Atlanta.
A win.
All right. 7 wins there.
That's
okay.
A loss.
Yeah, we'll see. Bijan Robinson, you never know.
The Falcons are going to be great. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. When are they going to do it? All right. At home against the Saints. This is a day game as well.
A win?
Okay. All right. 6. So, yeah, 7, 8. All right, 8. Wow, a lot of wins. All right. At the Broncos in primetime in Denver.
Depending on how Sean Payton coaches up Russell Wilson, either a win or loss. So I'm probably leaning towards.
It's a tie.
A loss.
You're okay, going to a loss for the Bronco game. Okay.
We'll
All right.
See.
This game again, back to back primetime games. Oh goodness. All right.
Yeah.
We're at home against the Bears though.
I can see a win there.
All right. So 9 wins so far.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the bye week, and then we go to week 14. This is a day game against the Raiders in Las Vegas.
Jimmy Garoppolo is their quarterback, so either a win or a loss, depending how
the
Raiders defense would. We'll test our offense.
So, you think it's going to be a win or a loss?
I'll say a win for now.
Yes.
A win. Okay. There you go. That's 10 wins.
Mm-hmm.
With 4 games left. This game here might be a tough one. This game is in Cincinnati at the Bengals.
Quite possibly a loss.
Yes, all right, it's a lost dog. All right.
Yeah.
Joey B.
Then week 16.
Joe Burr.
Oh, yeah. All right, Christmas Eve at noon, local time. We have at home against the Lions.
I am sick and tired of the hype between these Lions.
Yeah.
I will give them credit, though, if they do really good and actually be a threat to win the division.
Yeah.
But the hype is we're in May, so it's like,
yeah.
Let's keep the hype down until it gets closer to the season.
Sure.
This is at home, so a win.
11 wins. All right. Teams left. Then we go in prime time again, unfortunately. At home, though, against the Packers. Okay.
Depending on how Jordan Love does and the offense and their defense does,
mm-hmm.
I'll say probably going to be a close game, like it always has. A win, too.
A win, all right. 12 wins right now. Then lastly, we have, like I said, the Lions in week 18.
Yeah, I mean, if the Lions can beat us on the road again like they did last year, which I'm still kind of mad about, but it's over with. It could go either way, but I'm going to say possibly a loss, but it won't matter because the Vikings probably would win the division depending on how many other wins we can get or so. But,
all right. So a loss to that one.
I'm saying a win.
Brown. A win. Okay. All right. So I have you at 13-4. That's pretty good for the Vikings. Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
It's like last season's record, but to be realistic, I'm going to say 10-7 or 11-6.
Interesting. Since you said 13-4. Interesting.
That's just you know how all the roster shapes up and all that stuff.
All right, Brad, you have my Hawks games there for me? I sent you earlier.
Yes, I do. Hold on. Let's.
All right.
I was told there'd be no math, but no. Let's. Okay. Let's do.
Start on week like 8 just to fuck with him.
Well, yeah. No. Honestly, Jeff, I was in a real shitty mood until we started this, so this is for other reasons. So
I'm
this
sorry,
is
buddy.
No, it's okay. I'll tell you sometime over 3 drinks. It may take 3. My personal life's fun right now. My family sometimes. Let's do, okay, we are home against the Rams, week 1.
That's a win, big-time win for the Hawks, week 1. I'll get a win there.
A game that I will be sad that I will not watch live because I'll be in the desert, but week two at Detroit.
Ooh, that's a win for sure.
That was like one of the games of the year last year between those two. That was a great game.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah.
Week 3 against Carolina at home.
At home? That's a win for sure. 3-0 against the quarterback in Seattle? Yeah.
Very true. 3-0. Very true.
Yeah. Yep.
Week 4, I'll make sure I am with Jeff watching this one somewhere. Monday Night Football, Seahawks in New Jersey to take on the Giants.
On the road in primetime.
Correct.
Daniel Jones. Give me a win there.
Okay.
Close game, though. A close game. 4-0.
Uh-huh. See what we're doing there? Okay. Let's see. After the bye, we are at the jungle known as Cincinnati.
That's a loss, dog. I think it's a loss right there, unfortunately.
I agree.
Yeah.
The next week, I'm going to try and be at this game, too, if I don't burn my bank account down. Home against the Arizona Cardinals.
5-1. Definitely a win. Yeah, definitely.
The next week, home against the beloved Cleveland Browns.
6-1. That's a win. Who's your quarterback? Oh, Deshaun Watson. That's right. Watson.
We're not really sure.
Ozzie, that's as of right now. That could change
exactly.
With one massage.
The offseason just started. Well,
that's true.
We don't know.
One bad round of golf and he throws his back and that man is fucked.
I was going to say he gets one bad lap dance and it's over, but no.
Well, he's going to go in for a massage after throwing his back out.
I need a damn happy ending right now. Anyway, on the next week,
I think Ozzy's free later.
Jeff, oh, you shut your mouth. Jeff, I'll come shut it. Let's go. I haven't seen you for a while. On the road at Baltimore.
Unfortunately, a loss.
I could see that either way in a lot of ways.
Same here, but I'll say a loss just to say it's a loss on the road, 6-2.
The next one, I find this peculiar. The Seahawks have beaten this team at home in almost 30 years.
Years.
Wow. The Washington Commanders.
Oh, give me a win. 7-2 right there.
Next we are on the road at the beloved Rams.
8-2. That's a win. That's a home game for Seattle right there. It's a home game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving night against the 49ers at home.
Oh, at home.
At home, yeah.
Give me a win there. 9-2. Give me a win. We'll see.
The next Thursday night, because that's some awesome scheduling, the next Thursday night in Dallas.
Yep. And where?
In Dallas.
Oh, Dallas. That's a loss, I think.
I'm not so sure.
Come on, Ozzy.
I'm not sure. On a short week, back-to-back Thursday games? I don't know.
But it's not short. It's you get a regular time in between. Well, that's the thing.
Thursday to Thursday. That's true.
It's in Dallas, though, too, though. I don't know.
Exactly.
True.
Fuck it. 10-2. 10-2. Give me one.
Thank you.
Oh, right. you let him talk in.
For Jeff. For Jeff, yeah.
On the road in San Francisco. On the road in San Francisco.
Oh, that's a loss. 10-3.
Home against Philadelphia.
That's a loss. 10-4. I think.
On the road in Nashville.
That's a win. Who's the quarterback? 11-4.
We're not sure. Maybe Tannehill or his wife. We're not sure.
Or Levis. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to take Lauren for a ride. Next we have we'd like to take I'm in that mood. The Pittsburgh Steelers on New Year's Eve at home.
That's at home?
If I want to go.
7-4. Yeah. I'll take the Hawks in that one.
And on the road in the beautiful Glendale, Arizona.
That's a win. I'll take 13-4. We'll see how it goes.
I like it.
Some games can go either way, but I think, you know.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah. We'll see. All right. Before we get into our national schedule here, I'll ask Brad first. For the Giants, what is your favorite game of the year on for you as a fan of the Giants?
Monday Night Football against the Seahawks at home.
Okay.
And I like the I would say I like that Thursday night in San Francisco too, because that's a classic.
Yeah,
those teams played some unbelievable games in the past. So
absolutely,
I'd like to think it's a toss up, but I know how hard I've been in. That's an interesting place. So we'll see.
Oh, yeah, and for me, the Hawks schedule, I can't wait for Thanksgiving night. First time Hawks have played actually on Thanksgiving ever. And they're actually in Seattle as well, so that should be a fun game against the Niners. Beyond that, I want to see how the Hawks can do against Joe Burrow as well. So we'll see how that game goes as well. So I go Bengals and the Niners for me.
Yeah, Joe Burrow's never faced the Seahawks yet. That's true.
He has actually before a couple of his rookie year. He did in Seattle.
No, he didn't. That was Andy Dalton. I was there.
Oh, was it Dalton?
Okay. I was there.
Yeah,
the Bengals.
Yeah, Burrow hadn't started by that time.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, damn, I can't keep it all together.
That was the last gasp of Andy Dalton. Yeah.
Ah, there you go. There you go. Now he's the journeyman. Yeah. All right, Jeff. What's your favorite games for the Eagles on the schedule here for you?
I'm really excited for that Hawks game. The last game of the year against the Giants is always a fun one. It seems like it's been like that for a couple of years now, which is to me an awesome thing. We seem to have quite a few either prime time or very watchable games, whether it be Christmas.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Yeah. For me, with not having Red Zone or anything, that's kind of awesome. So yeah, I'm. Yeah, the Hawks game probably overall is the one I'm most excited for, though.
Right, you talked a lot of shit that week against me and Brad, so.
Absolutely.
And I'll do the same as well, so there you go. All right, Caesar, your favorite game for the Vikings this season?
My favorite game for the Vikings? Oof. Let me see, looking at the schedule, it's probably going to be the game New Year's Eve against the Packers.
Okay. There you go.
Because, you know, let's go out with a bang in 2023 and win the game against the Packers.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I have to interject something very quick. I've been watching this for – so I'm stuck in a parking lot right now, you know, grocery store parking lot. I literally watched this gal walk around to four different cars. I swear it's a hooker walking around in like different cars.
Really?
I told her to go F off with my hand. Pretty much. That sounds bad. I just kind of took because I was talking to you guys. I'm like, we got to get out of here. She's literally going to anybody coming out of the store, asking them for stuff, and she's got a dog, and I feel bad for the dog. So
That's Spokane.
Spokane right now. Anyway,
you're there you go. Shadle Safeway, aren't you?
No, I'm at the 5 Mile Rosars, Jeff.
Oh,
that's sad.
Yes, it is sad. No, the Shadle Safeway makes more sense, though. It does.
Mm-hmm. I was there today, actually.
Some shit goes down in there. It's a weird place.
Oh, yeah. All right. So now we'll end the pod before we get into the food questions. We'll get into just a quick thought on each of these games here. Start with Brad here. A quick thought for the first game, Monday football game of the year, 9/11, week one, Buffalo at the Jets. Thoughts on it? Quick game. Your thoughts on that game?
I think it's great. Now, I didn't think about the 9/11 component with the Jets at home. That's cool. It's Aaron Rodgers' debut. Like that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
it is. All right. I would still take Buffalo in that game, though. I would.
Me too, for sure. All right, Jeff. We have a doubleheader week two Monday Night Football for some reason. We have the Saints and the Panthers. Thoughts on that quick game, just real quick for you.
A yawn of a game, in my opinion. Not a fan of either team, but I think the Panthers are going to come out with a big win.
All right, Caesar. Doubleheader: Browns at Steelers week two.
Doubleheader: Browns at Steelers. Could be a decent game at least. Who knows what the Rams are doing? I think they're tanking.
The Browns.
You said the Browns? I thought you said, Browns and Steelers, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. It could be a good rivalry game.
All right. There you go. All right, Brad, week three, quickly, just for time restraints. Eagles at the Buccaneers, week three.
What a crappy game that is. I see that as an Eagles blowout unless something.
I agree with that.
Why is Tampa hosting Monday Night Football? I don't know.
Ask the NFL people that have the schedule.
I don't know. Yeah, that one I don't quite understand, but that's just me.
I agree.
There's like a few teams that don't even have a primetime game.
I know. It's kind of weird. I know.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff. Just quick thought on the Rams at the Bengals on that same day.
Oh, that could be a good one. Not go really? Bengals. It could be. Yeah. No, it's going to be Bengals all day. I mean, again, same thing. Really? Come on, guys.
Yep. All right. Caesar, just quick thought again. All these are quick thoughts. Falcons at the Jaguars, week four.
Oof.
Seems unwatchable because
yeah.
They gave it a prime time game on the road. Wow,
that sounds like Goldschlager.
I saw a joke on TikTok or something from someone that I follow. The NFL was playing on. Moving the Jaguars to London and the guy's like,
he's
pretending to be the NFL.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Not happening. Yeah. All right, Brad, Hawks at the Giants, week four.
I don't know if these teams ever played a primetime Monday Night Football game. Maybe in the 80s they did once, but maybe when they were both really good. But this is, this is a fun one. I hope it lives up to it.
Yep.
So, I'll be back from my 9-day travel trip at that point. So yeah, it'll be a fun.
Nice.
I can't wait to watch it. That get, you know, Daniel Jones, and I mean, he didn't do well Monday Night Football. Well, I don't know, they lost last year. I mean, but
yeah,
it's we'll see. I mean, this is a good test for them. For
actually, all right. Yep. All right, Jeff, we got the Packers at the Raiders. Thoughts? Quick thought on that one.
Garoppolo's going to go nuts on Love.
There you go.
Boy, you can take that
right.
Yeah, exactly. That was the point.
That's the point. Yes, indeed. Caesar, Cowboys at the Chargers, week 6.
Could be an interesting game to watch. Herbert versus Dak and see how both
doing prime time.
Offense and defenses do. Yeah.
There you go. All right, Brad. Week 7, Niners at the Vikings. Should be a fun game, I think.
That's actually a really great one. I would lean Minnesota in that one slightly. Because they're at home, right. but that's a really good one, yeah.
All right. Jeff, once again, we have the Raiders are at the Lions. Watchable or not watchable for you, Jeff?
To me, not watchable, but I'm going to say Lions by 38.
That's absolutely watchable. Are you kidding me? It's absolutely watchable.
Really? For who?
Detroit.
Lions and –
I mean, yes, I would like to see Detroit absolutely stomp them, but will I specifically go out of my way to watch that game? No.
Yeah. All right, Caesar, quickly, Chargers at the Jets. Watch.
Could be an interesting game there.
Yep.
Rodgers, Herbert, I would say go Chargers, but you see all the Jets can do with Aaron Rodgers now.
All right. Week 13, Brad, we have the Broncos at the Bills. Should be a fun one, possibly, if Russell can play better this year. That is.
Yeah, that means to be seen. I'll take the Bills in a blowout until I see Jeff.
All right, here we go. Maybe the best game on the schedule for Monday Night Football, in my opinion. We have, Jeff, the Eagles at the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be an amazing game. That's going to be a really, really – I wish that was the season opener, personally.
Oh, but, absolutely.
Yeah, it should have been.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this will allow both teams to hopefully be still mostly healthy and be fully in their rhythm. You're getting into the heart and the beef of the season. Yeah, go Philly.
There you go. All right, Caesar, quickly. Week 12, Bears at the Vikings, your home team there.
Could be an interesting game to see how the Bears can do against us, and how the Vikings can do better on defense with Brian Flores as their defense coordinator. Should be a really good game there.
All right, Brad. Week 13, Bengals at the Jaguars on prime time.
Jaguars winning that game, actually, but that's a
oh, really?
Game. Oh, yeah.
Oh, from you, I'm not surprised. From you saying that, I'm not surprised.
You never know. Like, Jacksonville's got a weird streak thing to them. So, yeah. But, I mean, that's a good showcase for both. That's cool.
Yeah. And, Jeff, this game might be a not watch game. Week 14, doubleheader, actually. It's a doubleheader game, but first game in doubleheader, we have Titans at the Dolphins.
That could actually be an okay game, but, yeah, I won't be watching it purposely. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Could be
all
interesting.
Right. Doubleheader. Yep, doubleheader. Same night, Caesar, Packers and the Giants in New York.
It could be a decent game, probably a win for the Giants. I'd be rooting for them, of course.
But if you know what's good for you, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. All right.
they're banking on Jordan Love there. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. We're at week 15.
Week 15, Brad, we have the Chiefs at the Patriots.
I hate when they do that.
I
just want to see Kansas City lose every game. So,
yeah, me too.
But that's interesting. They must think New England's going to be all right in the back half of the year. So that division is, or Kansas City blowout. But they've played some memorable games, those two franchises, in the last 5-6 years. So we'll see.
Yep. All right, Jeff. Christmas night. Oh yeah, Christmas night. Baltimore at San Francisco.
Well, that's a great one.
Actually. That could be actually an okay game. San Francisco. Yep.
All right, and finally, Caesar. We have Week 17. Detroit at Dallas.
Well, depending on how Detroit really does to make a threat of winning the division on the NFC North, could be a really good game. But I think Dallas will win this. Quite close game. Yeah.
All right, Brad. We go to Thursday Night Football on Prime, Week 2. Vikings at the Eagles.
The Vikings got to prove they can win in Philadelphia, period.
Yep. Well, that's a touchy subject there, but yeah. All right. Jeff, Week 3, Giants at Niners.
Yeah, it's a game.
It's a game.
Yeah, I really don't know. I haven't even thought about it. I have no idea. It's going to be a potentially good game, potentially shitty game. Who knows?
You never know. All right. Caesar, Week 4, Lions at the Packers.
Sorry.
Interesting game. Again, let's see all the Lions can do all season long. Mm-hmm. Let's see if the Lions winning this game, actually.
All right. Yeah. Brad, Week 5, Bears at the Commanders.
that was a horrible Thursday Night Football game last year, and they're just they're just been reversed. So there you go.
Yeah. Here we go, Jeff. Broncos at the Chiefs.
Blowout for the Chiefs.
I tend to agree on that one. We'll see how Russell Wilson plays this year. Hopefully not good. All right. Caesar, Jaguars at the Saints.
yeah, Saints probably blow out the Jaguars.
Yeah. All right. Going back to Brad. Week 8, Bucks at the Bills. So the Bucks at Bills. Wow. Interesting.
Is that going to be him, sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Bills blowout.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Right, Jeff, Week 9, Titans at the Steelers.
It's a game.
It's a game. I don't know what you want me to say. It's a game. If it's not a Philly or Seattle game, I'm not going to watch it. I mean, maybe a few Vikings and a few Giants games here or there, but the rest, I mean, I'm not watching every Thursday night fucking football game. I'm not that into it.
I'm probably not going to watch every Thursday night game either, but.
Yeah, same here. All right. Caesar, Panthers, just if it's a good game or bad game, that's all I'm asking for. Good game or bad game. All right. Caesar, good game or bad game, Panthers at the Bears.
Bad game.
All right. Brad, Week 11, Bengals at the Ravens. Good game, I would think.
Great game. Go Bengals.
There you go. All right, Jeff, here we go. Week 13, Hawks at Cowboys on Thursday Night Football.
Shitty game. It's Thursday. But good game for Philly. Or good game for Seattle.
There you go. All right. Caesar, Patriots at the Steelers.
Bad game.
All right. Yeah. Brad, Chargers at Raiders, Week 15.
Good game because it's in the division. Go Raiders.
There you go. All right. Yeah. Jeff, Week 16, Saints at the Rams. Not great
game.
Nope. Holy shit, how can they be this bad?
I know. Well, this isn't football. And finally, Caesar on this one, Jets at the Browns.
Decent game.
Bad game? Decent game. Okay. Yeah. All right. And finally come to Sunday night football, Brad. Week one. Cowboys at the Giants.
Good game. Go Giants. Let's just do it like that. Yeah.
All right. Yep. There you go. Yep. That's what I'm for. All right. Jeff, week two. Steelers at the Raiders.
Shitty game. Go Steelers. Or go Raiders. Sorry.
Shitty game. Go Raiders. Yeah, I agree.
How dare you?
Caesar, week three. We have. I went backwards. Anyways, week two, Caesar, is Dolphins at the Patriots.
Could be interesting game.
Good game, bad game, and go whoever, Caesar. Maybe. Let's keep it going.
Probably a good game.
All right. Brad, Jesus. Brad?
I'm right here.
Chiefs at the Jets.
Good game. Go Jets.
All right. Jeff, Cowboys at Niners.
Good game. Go Niners.
Of course. Go Cowboys for me. All right. Caesar, Giants at the Bills.
Could be a blowout, so bad game.
Good game? Bad game. All right. All right. Brad, we have the Dolphins at the Eagles.
Actually, good game. I like Miami. Good game.
There you go. All right, Jeff. Bears at Chargers.
Oh,
horrible game. Go Chargers.
I agree. All right, Caesar. Buffalo at Cincinnati.
Good game.
All right. Brad, Jets at Raiders again.
Good game.
All right. Here we go. All right. Jeff, we have Vikings at the Broncos.
Ugh. Terrible.
Good game. Bad game. Go Vikings.
I agree. Go Vikings.
Bury those.
All right.
Yes. Exactly. It's only because Wilson's playing is the only reason I said bad game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. All right, Caesar, Ravens at the Chargers.
Good game.
All right. Brad, you got the Packers hosting the Chiefs.
I'm going to go. Oh, good game.
All right. Good game. All right. Jeff, here we go. Eagles at Cowboys.
Great game. Go Philly.
There you go. Go Cowboys. Okay, just JK.
There you go.
All right. I was kidding, actually, but there we go.
Yeah.
All right, Caesar. Ravens at the Jaguars.
Bad game.
All right. And finally, Brad, we have Packers at the Vikings.
That's a good game. Go Vikings. They're way too high in the Packers for primetime TV.
Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah. Now we'll
in my opinion.
And we'll finish the pod on food corner real quick. Yeah. So I'll ask Jeff first. What is your favorite flavor of Gatorade, Power W drink, what's your favorite flavor of Gatorade or whatever?
Traditionally I would go with probably white or red Gatorade, but I recently had a berry flavored Gatorade, and it was and that was the first time I'd ever had, and it was delightful.
The blue one, the blue flavor.
No. This, it's berry. It's like a weird pink. It's not strawberry because I've had that, but it's like the strawberry color. But it was just called berry, and it was different. And it was good.
There you go. Blue. All right, gotcha. Caesar.
I've recently liked the Glacier Freeze, the frost flavor one. They have it in zero, but I usually get the one with sugar in it right now.
Sure.
I for sure try the zero one probably as soon as possible. And helps me stay focused and motivated at work. So, and besides work, anything.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Brad, what do you, your favorite flavor?
I like the dark blue.
Dark blue? Yeah, it's solid.
Of Gatorade.
Yeah, my go-to, I don't really go anything else besides orange Gatorade. Number one is an orange flavor. But I do like the fruit punch also. Fruit punch is also good, but I prefer the orange number one overall to anything, for sure.
Nice.
All right. This is going to go to Brad first. It's a two-part question. So do you like iced tea? If so, does a lemon make it better for you?
No. Actually, I don't. But it probably would make it better, but no.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I can take iced tea, but not my favorite drink to have. But lemon, though, it makes a lot better, though, for sure. Jeff, your thoughts on iced tea?
It depends on the type of iced tea. If it's like sun tea, you know, like homemade sun tea.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't like the stuff out of the bottle. I don't like the stuff out of the fountain drinks. I like sun tea, which, you know, turns into iced tea when you put it in the fridge, or add ice. But yes, lemon, I would say that regardless of the type of tea, even the crappy fountain drink tea, that lemons do make it better.
Oh, yeah. It makes it sweeter. Absolutely. All right. Caesar?
Yeah, if it's homemade iced tea, I'd totally have it. Otherwise, if it's anything else, then no.
Okay. Interesting. All right. No problem. All right. Jeff, what was the last meal you ordered from a food delivery service, like as far as app or whatnot?
Meal or food? Because there is a difference.
There's not really a difference to me. It's just food or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, it would have been Jersey Mike's for dinner tonight.
Oh, nice. Recent.
Yes. Otherwise, it would have been drunken Little Caesars on Friday.
There you go. All right, Caesar.
I tend to not use those, so it has been a long time. So.
Not available.
All right,
Brent.
I don't use much, but I did a old European Hungarian goulash.
Mm. Ooh, yummy.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
With a little salsa, hash browns, avocado, outstanding.
There you go. Well, I just did one earlier, I think yesterday, I think it was. And I had taco time. I had a nachos grande, not nachos actually. And it was taco time and tater tots and a large cherry coke. So I had that. All right. Now this is going to exclude Caesar here because he doesn't use it often. So we'll ask Jeff first. What's your worst Uber Eats or food delivery story that like a bad situation you had or not?
Mine was not the fault of the restaurant, but I don't remember if it was Uber Eats or Grubhub or Treehouse. I want to say it was Treehouse.
Treehouse. Wow.
it's like a local version of it. Might have been DoorDash. I don't know. Whatever it was, we ordered some food. There was five of us at my house with my son included. Yeah. And out of our order came in three separate bags, and the guy only brought one bag that had nothing but fries in it.
Oh my!
Everything else was left at the restaurant, and then the guy wouldn't answer pickup and refused to do anything about. Yeah, we ended up going to get it, The restaurant was profusely apologetic. They were, in fact, they even offered us a $75 gift card. The restaurant did because they felt so bad.
Where was it?
It was Hop Jacks or Hops and Drops, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hops and Drops. Good. Yeah.
No, they were – every time we've been in there has been amazing. I don't blame them in any capacity. It was all the driver 100%, and the guy was an idiot. Yeah. We left him a bad rating. And then, in fact, he even texted my wife because he was mad that we left him a bad rating. And when you could clear, he said it wasn't his fault. When you could clearly see bag one of three bags written right on the front.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, hey, these guys aren't geniuses sometimes.
Well, and then the other thing was, is there's a big sign saying, like whatever the drive, you know, delivery app drivers, please do not just take the food. Please check out with us. And the guy never checked out.
I've had a lot of issues with food delivery, so I've had a lot of horror stories, but I'll say mine for last. But Brad, what do you have to say about this?
I haven't really had a bad, I mean, I guess the one, I guess it was a, I think one from Tomato Street one time. I was just like, this chick, it was in the winter. I was sick the front half of January, like right in the new year. And I was just like, this is a weird, the Tomato Street, I think it was, that might have been DoorDash. It wasn't even the app. It was, again, it was the person.
Right.
Who just, I kind of felt like. Might have let that soup and salad, and I think it was like a sandwich, like a flat, like a hot sandwich that they do there. It's it wasn't good. So,
wow. As I said, I've had a lot of bad experiences here with Uber Eats and all that stuff, but the worst I've had though was when I ordered Burger King from them about a year ago, and they said they delivered the order on the app. But nobody came to my to the door to deliver the food to me. And I never got a call or a text or anything saying that, hey, blah, 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 blah. I found out the next day, I go over to the next door neighbor's house, and the food's on their front door porch. And it's pretty much not edible at the moment. So
sounds about right.
Oh.
It's like I was freaking next door, dude. I mean, come on.
We had that happen not through an app, but through Pizza Pipeline up north. Oh. They delivered it to the wrong place. We waited like an hour and a half, called. Yeah. They said it had been delivered. We asked where. They said it was Ozzy, Brad, you guys have been to my house. They said it was delivered to a blue duplex. And I'm like, what? Like, where? Like, take me to wherever this blue duplex that is on our, what was your address? And they, like, we were accused of lying to them. Like, our kid is crying in the background because he's hungry. Like, it was, it was a freaking mess. Wow. Yeah. We got a big old F you from me.
I've had a lot of bad experiences with these Uber Eats and stuff, but yeah, that's probably what I had probably. Caesar, do you have any stories you want to share, or do you have any stories? You don't use it that often, so.
Well, this was one of my birthdays. It was during the COVID era. We had ordered Benihana. I think it was either Grubhub or Uber Eats. It took like maybe an hour and a half to get our food, and you know my dad has the patience of an elephant or a dog that barks a lot.
Sounds like me.
So he calls them and say, hey, where's the order? It's for my son's birthday and everything.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it's been on its way and should be out there soon. And he's like, well, how soon? Because we've been waiting for this long. And
sure, it's been 6 minutes.
And we finally got the food after an hour and a half. And it was only a few things that were right, and we got refund because of it. And,
good. Yeah. There you go. All right. We'll finish the podcast off with the random question of for the group here for me. I'll ask this to Brad first. When you go to the fair or some sort of like festival or event, whatever you want to call it,
like a pig out, whatever you want to do, or in a carnival, whatever. What's your favorite event to do down at those sort of events there?
I like the Ferris wheel.
The Ferris wheel, okay.
I do.
All right, interesting. Jeff?
My favorite thing at like a fair, carnival, anything of that nature would be to eat myself stupid. Would be my favorite thing to do.
That's the answer.
Yeah, I mean, my goal is to eat at the fair to hit 5 booths of food. If we go to Pig Out, I go for 7 to 8
booths. Oh my God. Wow.
Dude, I'm a fat glutton. I drink and I know things and I eat shit.
That's so
I mean,
hard hitting truth.
Yeah, right. But then, other than eating, getting fat, I like to go and pet the goats and try to figure out which one I would want to make my pet.
Interesting.
Are you drunk when you do this?
Affirmative.
I'm not going to answer that.
Then that's a yes.
No, not necessarily. If I had the room, I would have goats in a heartbeat. So one of my coworkers raises them, and, dude, they are awesome.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, all
right. I'm trying to talk the wife into chickens.
Our neighbor has chickens, actually, next door.
I know, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a lot of spucko, but yeah. Yeah.
No, they're too bad.
Yeah, they're pretty loud. I can hear them pretty loud. That's all right. Caesar, what do you think to do at a fair or a festival or whatnot?
Checking out a lot of interesting things at like the Minnesota State Fair. So,
yeah.
And eating a lot, just like Jeff would say. But my very favorite thing is to try to win at basketball. So, over the years, I've been winning, a basketball almost every year, not every year. If you just make one shot or two shots in a row without missing, then you win a basketball. And
is this a pop shot or on a real basketball hoop?
It's one of those big with a long net, and it goes through.
Yeah.
It's just a one shot thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I bet that stuff as well. But my go-to, as Jeff said earlier, is to eat out. My favorite go-to is probably just go with 2 strawberry powdered sugar funnel cakes.
That's my wife's go-to, Oz. That good choice, man. That's my wife's go-to.
Cake's the best. The best. And for drink of lemonade, man, to wash it all down. I don't even need to have dinner. On this dessert, I'm good to go, you know? All right. Caesar, what is your question for the group here?
Let's see. Why don't you come back for me for that?
All right. Jeff?
Okay, since we went with the fair theme there, what are you a fan or not a fan of the rides at the fair?
Well, I'll answer mine easily because I have a very, very weak stomach and I can't handle a freaking Ferris wheel. So I would say no, cannot.
Okay.
I cannot. My stomach is not good at that. No. I have some bad stories about that in my time. Brad, here's your answer to that?
Yeah, I would say yes, because I had a nice romantic night on them before.
Oh, so, interesting. Okay. Interesting.
Long time ago.
Far,
far away, yes.
All right. All right. Caesar?
Some rides yes, some rides no, so it's like 50-50 to me. Depends on which ride I really like to go on. Usually it's like roller coasters or Yeah. Yeah, the Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Or some the state fair here has a big slide, and we like to go on there every year, me and my family. So
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff, what's your answer to that?
In general, I'm not a fan in most of the rides, but if it spins, I love it.
Oh,
if it drops really? Or goes upside down, I can't stand it. Oh yeah, I can. I've got an iron gut when it comes to spinning, but I'll tell you what, you drop me 10 feet, I'm going to cry like a little girl.
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah.
All right.
Caesar, do you have a question for us now?
Yeah. So we're going to stick with this, the carnival or state thing.
Okay.
What is your favorite food to eat at these fairs or whatnot?
All right. Well, I said mine earlier, but I'll say it again.
Okay.
Strawberry powdered with whipped cream funnel cakes, as in more than one funnel cake. So that's my answer.
Oh, nice.
Yes, yes. Brad?
I think, I don't know if I've had a lot of fair food. I'd say whatever's on a stick.
You know what I saw, I think a few years ago, was that, the bacon, hot, bacon fused
bacon wrapped, bacon wrapped sausage.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. Oh, my God.
That is good.
That is fantastic. All right, Jeff?
I'm going close, but no, the New York Italian style sausage sandwich guy.
Oh, that's good.
Recently, and you're going to make fun of it. If you get the gluten free version.
Oh, no.
All that is, it's the same thing, but instead of being on a bun, they slice it and put it into a little Chinese to go container thing. Hear me out. Then you're not eating the bun, i.e. you're not getting as full with BS food, and you can go eat more delicious shit.
That's true. It's a fair point. I'll give you that.
Buns are overrated. I came to learn this. A fork and fingers work just fine for sausages and cut up green.
I disagree. Never mind. I'm kidding. Yes.
You disagree. Interesting. Interesting.
There's a joke in there somewhere. I'm too tired.
Oh, trust me, there is. I know where you're going with it, Brad, and I was going to deny it.
That's fine. Caesar, what is your favorite fair, carnival food for you?
Disagree.
One is I get at the state fair here. So it's a foot-long hot dog. I just get onions and ketchup.
Where's your joke, Brad?
And I skip the relish and mustard.
No,
is it on a stick, Caesar?
On a stick.
Well, there's plenty of things on a stick here, so probably.
Well, no. Because again, that's what I'm saying. You throw that same hot dog on a stick, or make it into a corn dog. There's less breading, so you could have two, even three. Ooh.
Yeah.
See, corn dogs are pretty good.
Corn dog has breading on it, though, by the way.
I know. So, yeah, but it's real thin breading.
I like the firecrackers that they have. The firecrackers.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
See, there needs to be more meat on stick, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's a lot of meat on stick that I like, too, but I'm going to go through them right now.
Sausage in your mouth. There you go.
What's that?
Anyway, nothing. I'll move on. Yes. All right. Close out the podcast.
Jeff and I are cold mentally. I'm going to go off of this theme because otherwise we're talking about sticks and God knows.
Right.
Make outs on the Ferris wheel or some other stuff. Let's see. Who's the best stand-up comic you've ever seen in person?
Ooh. Best stand-up comic I've seen in person. Mine is
best as in traditionally the best, who's done the best overall, made most money, or best as in our favorite.
So you went to a comedy club or you went to a theater to see a comedian.
Okay.
It could be you were blown away, you knew nothing about him, or you just like, that was the most fun I've had. I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. The best, in my opinion, the best I've ever saw was Tom Segura this last year. He was so funny, absolutely amazing. I've seen a lot of good comedians. Him or Ari Shaffir were probably my favorite. I'm hoping to see Bert Kreischer, but I'm going to miss him at the Gorge this year. He's going to be at the Gorge, and I'm very, very sad I can't go. But yeah, either way, no, I'd say Tom Segura. I mean, but you know, I've seen Jeff Foxworthy, I've seen the Cable Guy, I've seen I've seen a lot of them.
I've seen a lot of comics in my day. It's been a while since I've seen one, but I've seen a lot of them, and they're all pretty good. But my favorite for me is Jay Mohr, because he didn't really have a set. He just like riffed for like an hour and a half straight, and he was burning the people in the crowd and stuff. It's just amazing, amazing set he did. Jay Mohr, he's awesome. I love Jay Mohr. Yeah,
cool.
Caesar, your favorite comic live?
Oh, this is the truth. I've never really been to a comedy act, but every once in a while listen to some of them on YouTube. And my absolute favorite is Gabriel Iglesias.
I thought you might see.
He's in Spokane this coming weekend.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. He's at the comedy club.
He's really funny. And I would have said Nick Swartzen.
Oh yeah.
But Gabriel Iglesias tops him just a little bit.
Yeah. So. My favorite comic of all time for me is Dan Cummins. He's from Spokane, and he's really funny.
He's hilarious.
I love Dan Cummins. I know all his acts, all his jokes. Yeah. Brad, do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I've seen there's a couple. I mean, the guy in a club that made me laugh the hardest.
Yeah.
Was in Vegas at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club.
Oh, really?
His name is Quinn Dale. This guy is...
Never heard of that guy.
Yeah, not many have. He is very funny. But the guy there's a guy now... Well, I've seen Jerry Seinfeld a few times. That's really...
Oh, lucky.
Harlan Williams. He was at the Comedy Club on... I just saw him last Thursday.
Yeah, just this last weekend. Yep.
Yeah, great show. Great show. Did you go?
No, I didn't. I was at a high school. I had soccer, football, a college graduation. I was all over hell and back.
There was a guy, there's a guy that does YouTube. He's going to be here in July, but it's sold out. There's a guy named
Matt Rife. He does like the pickup jokes.
That dude's funny.
Dude, he is hilarious, and he is ruthless on stage.
Yes, he is. He did a routine. He's just like, this chick was just not, like, you know, stopping talking. And she's like, you know, you think I'm beautiful? He goes, one of us has to, you know. I mean, come on, man. And it's this assault on him, and it's on and on. He's like, you married your drug dealer? God damn. It's funny stuff.
And Taylor Tomlinson's coming too, and she's hilarious.
Yeah, I know that.
I like her. I also like Bert Kreischer. I've seen him twice, and
nice.
He has crazy stories. Oh my god. Crazy,
oh yeah.
Crazy.
I've seen all of his Netflix specials.
And he goes shirtless every time. So yeah.
Yeah. And now he's coming. He has a movie coming out too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend, The Machine. Yeah, it's a movie, The Machine. I think it's about the story.
It's about him, yeah, at Florida State, yeah.
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 Well, Van Wilder was based on him.
I know. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. All right, guys. Well, it's been fun. And we'll talk to you guys in August for the preview episode for the podcast.
Will do.
Sweet. Sounds have a good night, guys.
Have a good night.
Yep. All right, see ya.
All right, see ya.